Saga Egmont presents Letters from Clara by Tove Jansson, translated from Swedish by Thomas Teal and read by Indra Varma. Letters from Clara. Dear Matilda, you're hurt that I forgot your ancient birthday. You're being unreasonable. I know you've always expected me to make a special fuss, simply because I'm 3 years younger. But it's time you realise that the passage of years per se is no feather in anyone's cap. You ask for divine guidance. Excellent. But before it's granted, it might be a good idea to discuss certain bad habits, which, by the way, I am no stranger to myself. Matilda, my dear, it's important to remember not to grumble if you can possibly help it. It gives those around you an immediate advantage. I know that you enjoy amazingly good health. Thank your lucky stars. But you have a singular capacity to give people a bad conscience by whining. And they pay you back by becoming jovial and treating you as if you no longer mattered. I've seen it. Whatever you want or don't want, couldn't you just shout it out? Shake them up with some strong words, ruffle their feathers, or best of all, scare them a little. I know you can do it. You never knuckled under in the old days. Far from it. And that stuff about not being able to sleep at night. Maybe because we take catnaps 8 times a day? Yes, I know. Memory works backwards at night, gnawing its way through every little thing and every last tiny detail in reverse order. The times we lost our nerve, made the wrong choice, said something tactless or insensitive, were criminally unobservant, and all the social disasters, the faux pas, the irreparably idiotic remarks that everyone else has long since forgotten. It's so unfair to be blessed with a crystal clear memory this late in the day. And backwards. Dear Matilda, write and tell me what you think about these delicate matters. I promise I'll try not to be a know-all. Now don't deny it. I know that's what you think. You've said so. But I really would like to hear what you do when, for instance, you can't remember how many times you've told someone the same thing. Do you start with, well, as I've said before, or as I may already have mentioned, or what? Do you have any other suggestions? Do you just keep quiet? And do you allow a conversation to pass right over your head? Do you try to come up with a sensible comment and realise they've changed the subject? Do you save face by insisting that they're just talking stuff and nonsense? And are we genuinely interested in what they're saying? Or curious? Please tell me that we are. If you write to me, don't use your antediluvian fountain pen. It makes your handwriting impossible to read, and moreover, it's hopelessly old-fashioned. Make them get you a felt pen, medium point, 0.5 millimetres. They have them everywhere. Yours, Clara. P.S. I read somewhere that anything written with a felt pen becomes illegible after about 40 years. How about that? Lovely, don't you think? Or are you contemplating writing a memoir? You know, not to be read for 50 years. Hope you think that's funny. Dear Ewald, such a pleasant surprise to get your letter. Whatever gave you the idea? Yes, of course we should get together. As you say, it's been so long, it must be nearly 60 years. Thank you for all the kind things you wrote. Maybe a bit too kind, dear friend. Don't tell me you've grown sentimental. Yes, I think growing roses is an excellent idea. Every Saturday morning on the radio, they have what I'm told is a very practical program about gardening, repeated on Sunday. You should listen to it. Call whenever it's convenient, and remember, it can take me a while to get to the phone. Don't forget to say whether you're still a vegetarian, as I'm planning to make us quite a special dinner. Yes, of course you must bring your photo album. I'm hoping we can get through the inevitable remember whens without too much trouble, and then just talk about whatever occurs to us.